something said of late about good Americanism.
Good evening from the White House in Washington.
Gentlemen's time has expired. We will now proceed to the first round of questions.
Electricity is one of our most faithful servants.
Here's a bulletin from
it
CBS
gives us
News.
Light.
Neil, this is Houston. Loud and clear. Break.
The majority of the votes cast is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives for the 116th Congress.
Cher Benjamin Franklin, inénarrable Benji, si vous me passez cette familiarité.
Un grand inventeur, un grand homme politique et le premier ambassadeur à Paris des États-Unis d'Amérique. Alors pour
Dear son, I have ever had pleasure in obtaining any little antidotes of my ancestors. Imagining it may be equally agreeable to you to know the circumstances of my life and expecting the enjoyment of a week's uninterrupted leisure in my present country retirement. I sit down to write them for you. Having emerged from the poverty and obscurity in which I was born and bred, to a state of affluence and some degree of reputation in the world.
An eminent author of almanacs annually now, a full quarter of a century.
3. A countryman between two lawyers is like a fish between two cats. 9. A fine genius in his own country is like gold in the mine.
And early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
26, 29, 61, 159, 553, 465. An ounce of wit that is bought is worth a pound that is taught.
And besides, in my rambles, where I am not personally known, I have frequently heard one or other of my adages repeated with, as poor Richard says, Father Abraham stood up and replied, If you'd have my advice, I'll give it you in short. For a word to the wise is enough, and many words won't fill the bushel, as poor Richard says.
I should have no objection to a repetition of the same life from its beginning. Since such a repetition is not to be expected, the next thing most like living one's life over again seems to be a recollection of that life, and to make that recollection as durable as possible by putting it down in writing.